Hi, my name is Steve Gonzalez, Washington State Supreme Court.
As candidates go, Justice Gonzalez seems to have everything going for him. He's an incumbent, he's raised more than $300,000, and he has the endorsement of powerful Democrats and Republicans. In contrast, his opponent, Attorney Bruce Danielson, has no money, no endorsements, and according to Gonzalez, has more or less been missing in action.
My opponent I've never met. He's never shown up to a single forum or answered questions.
Danielson has also failed to respond to interview requests from media organizations, including KPLU. And he's declined to participate in local bar association candidate rating systems. All of this might make you think, with more resources and recognition, the race would be a slam dunk for Justice Gonzalez. But legal watchers say not necessarily. Why? Because of the uninformed way we often choose our judges. In a Seattle coffee shop, one voter describes his method to me this way.
It's called the old grade school eeny, miny, moe principle. If someone has a nice name and if they're attractive, then I'll vote for them.
And when it comes to names, some research suggests Gonzalez's name could hurt him, that voters are more likely to choose an Anglo-Saxon name, such as Danielson, than a Hispanic one. Gonzalez is also worried that people aren't aware that this race will be decided in the primary. He says the instructions on the ballot are confusing.
And it doesn't clarify that in judicial races, if any candidate gets more than 50%, that's the end of the race. And there are only two of us, so one of us will win. There won't be a tie.
So how to make a more informed decision in this race? If you live outside a large county, you'll probably have to go online. As a budget-saving move, most counties in the state decided not to mail out voters' pamphlets for this year's primary. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.